This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Melinda J. Kelly, who after a life in publishing, took the step to put her own thoughts to ink. Finding Your Coach, Diving Deep Within is her new book. And Melinda, welcome to the program.
I'm so very delighted to be here with you.
And we're equally delighted to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time. So Melinda, what is a coach resistor and how do you know you are one?
Well, I don't think any of us think we're coach resistors. I believe we all like to think we're very open, expansive people, welcoming of information and knowledge. And then, of course, we find out maybe we aren't 100% that way. I know I certainly thought, I love people helping. I love helping people. So when I sort of had a lot of questions come into my life, I went the usual route and I talked with friends who give you their 2 cents and talked with elders and they'll share their information. But I still wasn't getting what I needed. And so the conventional norm now is you go find a thought leader or a coach or you do a lot of reading. And somehow I still wasn't getting what I needed. And after a while, going to a conference or a meeting or listening to a webinar, if everybody else seems to be getting all the answers they need, maybe the problem isn't the process, maybe the problem's you. And that's sort of when I had to accept the fact I just might be a coach resistor. If everyone was offering me assistance and I couldn't take it in, maybe there was a problem. So I like to think of a coach resistor as someone who we're really busy. We're smart people because we wouldn't be looking for help if we weren't smart enough to know something was off. And I don't say wrong. I say off. Sometimes it's just a little thing of fine-tuning. But we keep going and get great answers, but we never seem to be able to take them in. Or we find a reason why they don't fit. Or I like to say, when someone says, you know, you should, and your first inclination is, no, I'm not, you might be a coach resistor. If the first time someone says, well, you know, I have friends that did that, and your first thought is, well, that's completely different. You also might be a coach resistor. We sometimes get so locked in what we think we need, we don't allow ourselves to be open to other possibilities or thoughts.
You certainly made some great, great points there. Thanks so much for your feedback as well. Now, what are examples of things we do that are counterintuitive to working with someone?
Oh, this is one that almost everyone I've ever mentioned it to starts to laugh and goes, oh, yeah, I do that. Sometimes we're so smart, we're dumb. And by that, I mean, we can be sitting at a conference and, oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, I'm aware of that. Oh, I've done that. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I know about that. Oh, someone else did that and it didn't work. And we are so full of all the answers that there might be a pearl of wisdom dropped in our laps. But we're so busy having all the answers, we don't hear it. And so we've spent all this time convincing ourselves that we've got it all wired. We don't take anything new home. And we've actually been given a lot of great stuff, but we were so busy being full, we had no room to take in the good new stuff.
And certainly also appreciate your feedback on that as well. Now, what are differences that you see within volunteer organizations and corporate or business entities? Get into some of those differences.
Oh, good heavens. You know, if you're doing it in one part of your life, odds are pretty good you're doing it in another part of your life. And volunteer organizations for many years seem to be primarily either women-focused or men-focused, and a joint board was a rare item. And you would have women that had been in business coming in and bringing business principles, and women at home that didn't want to change. And in both situations, the kiss of death is a phrase we've all heard, but we've never done it that way. And from that moment on, all the air and enthusiasm and hope goes out of the room. We do that accidentally for differing reasons, but very similar ones. In many ways, they're fear-based. We're afraid we're going to disappoint somebody. With a volunteer group, you're afraid you're going to disappoint the community. In a work environment, you're afraid you're going to disappoint your boss, your team, your peers. But we lose our sense of adventure because, once again, we're not looking at the best needs. We're looking at a limited spot. And I will say I've had volunteer experiences where sometimes the best thing that can happen is everything goes wrong, because it gives that chance of liberation to rethink it. Or the other funny thing people don't think about is you need that sense of esprit de corps, professionally or in a volunteer organization. And sometimes when it all falls apart, and after you pull your hair and have a good laugh about it, suddenly people pull talents you didn't know they had. And, you know, phrase that I always find amusing, it's an ill wind that doesn't bring some good. So you never know what surprises you might get.
And isn't that the truth today? We're speaking with Melinda J. Kelly, the author of Finding Your Coach, Diving Deep Within, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Author Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Melinda, why do you believe people resist when they say they want to work with someone or want change?
Well, I like to believe that we are all full of noble ideas and intents. And what happens every January is we all decide we are going to be well-read, well-rounded, athletic, healthy-weighted individuals. And we are sincere in that. And January rolls into February, into April, into August. And around October, we realize we didn't join a book club. We may have signed up or gotten a new exercise program, but we didn't really do it. And as the year comes, you know, screaming to an end, all those good intentions never happened. And it's not that we didn't want them to happen. It's just very easy to not change. It's very easy to have things be just inconvenient enough that we don't get to them. We really do want to do all these things, but inertia sets in, or we may get pushback from the people in our world, because when we change, we threaten all our relationships. And it's not that they don't love us and want the world for us, but they might suddenly be a little bit nervous. If you take on this whole new persona, are you still going to have time for me? Will we still be able to go to Saturday matinee movies and go have lunch if you've decided you're eating this very healthy routine? So it's not that we aren't filled with the best of intentions, but often I feel we don't make it such a priority that we accept the time and the responsibility to actually change. Because change does bring a bit of responsibility. It means we're holding ourselves accountable, which is something we really don't like to do. And it also means that we're going to be accepting that something great could happen or something could really disappoint us.
Melinda, why do you talk about success and happiness as two different things? Touch on that if you would.
I truly, with success and happiness, I find it so unfortunate that we have societally broken it down, our concept of success is the number of dollars in your bank account. And that is one form of success. There's no disputing that. But there are so many other forms of success that we've sort of forgotten to take in. There's, I like to say, if you've ever been part of a musical organization, a chorus or a choir, each voice has this beautiful part of it. And there's a moment of pure magic when you realize you're all in harmony, you're all in sync. Well, each of you doing that individually could be quite lovely, but collectively, you make this experience in real time, or if you're recording it, for others to enjoy. But that's very much a success, both individually and collectively. But we don't tend to take the time to appreciate in that moment we've done something truly beautiful. It is a success in and of its own self. And it's also something that brings us a moment of great tangible happiness. Because anytime you've ever hit the right note at the right moment, you have just this sense of wonderment that it's all happened. And I think that's why to this day when you go to a live performance or a choir has put on a special piece, there is that moment we all jump out of our chairs to applaud because we appreciate the work and the effort and everything that they have given up to create this magic moment. Another thing with happiness, we tend to think of it as so fleeting, which I don't really believe it is. I believe it's something that is about us daily. But because we're so busy looking for it in huge moments, like we're going to win the lottery, we don't understand that there are a million small moments that come along and are filling our day with a lot of joy. It's anyone who's ever seen a hummingbird or a butterfly, I find, often gives a smile, even if just for a second. Because it's sort of that effortless floating on air that makes us think wistfully maybe we could too.
Well, Melinda, it certainly has been great to have had you. Motivational, no doubt about it, when it comes to coaching and the need to be coached and who doesn't need to be coached. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Just that I encourage everyone to be brave, to take a look, and to dive deep within. I believe that embracing the questions of our life gives us great comfort and confidence, and it helps us understand that we really are in charge of the directions of our life. And I know for me that it's been a very fulfilling experience, and I can only want that for everyone else. I want everyone to have everything, but most importantly, I want it to be your everything.
Well stated, and can't thank you enough, Melinda, once again. Where can listeners get more information on you and also your book, Finding Your Coach, Diving Deep Within?
Well, I, of course, encourage them to visit my website, melindajkelly.com. I'm available on all the traditional social media, from Facebook to LinkedIn to Instagram to Twitter. And I encourage you to reach out. I would certainly love to hear your thoughts about happiness, about success, and about questions.
Well, Melinda, we certainly appreciate what you do. Again, thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly enjoyed our visit today.
And I so appreciate that you're opening our minds to different ways of approaching things and seeing that health is so many more dimensions than we just tend to think.
And I couldn't agree more. And again, I appreciate your bringing focus to this. And thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Melinda J. Kelly, the author of Finding Your Coach, Diving Deep Within. And for further details, simply visit melindajkelly.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.